first three game win streak in Liverpool.
Well, you know what? I thought that Pavlik really put his best foot forward in this game to help us win the game. I thought in the first period and even especially in the third, I thought he was dynamic. He was really good and really helped us out. So, I mean, it was a hard road game. We gave up a lot of shots. They were hard to deal with in our zone with their speed and their skill level. You could see that was evident. And trying to deal with their weight with some of their guys was pretty taxing. But I thought that, you know, we're happy that we've won three straight and four or five, and we'll take that, especially here in Detroit. Not an easy place to play and to win.
Didn't get deflated after they tied it on the power play, though?
No, you know what? I think our guys stayed with it. I mean, I think that they recognize that we need to get this thing to a situation where we can, you know, potentially get, because we were in pretty good shape. Even though they were out shooting us, we were still tied going into the third, and you just had to be smart, you know. So I thought our attitude was tremendous in the game.
We know why you picked Ladd for the shootout. What went into picking Setoguchi?
Well, I think Setoguchi's been 8 of his last nine. And usually we check with some of our staff members on their thoughts on the who the shooter should be. So they're not always the same, but it was obviously a good choice. Both guys scored.
3-0, 4-5. Did you see this coming? Was this maybe in evidence in that last road trip and just maturing now?
You know what? I don't know if you ever see a streak coming. You know, you can see potentially the attitude of your team changed a little bit or some cohesiveness that's starting to build with the group, and then you're hoping that that attaches itself to maybe some good play. I don't know that you ever look at a result thing and say, you know, we could be getting really hot right now, because we've got to be, our team the way we are, we've got to be, have a lot of good players play their A game in order to have some success, and that's what we've had more than anything this last little while, is we've had a lot of guys play. Even tonight we gave up shots, but I mean, I thought our guys were engaged in the game and they were giving it their all. We had little spurts where we kind of, you know, made mistakes, and it, you know, but we still stuck together, so I thought that was good.
With Detroit struggling at home, was it important to get that first goal?
No, I don't know that you ever look into a game and say, let's kick them while they're down type of thing. This Detroit team's a veteran team that can, you know, they know how to play. They know how to win. I don't know that they're going to sit there and get rattled or lose their confidence with those things. You just play, and you hope you play smart. I thought that what we had some troubles with in our defensive zone was our breakouts. In the past, what we've been doing the last little while, we've had some success right from breakout, right through the neutral zone. We had trouble getting started in our D zone, which ended up with more D zone time than we wanted. And we had to make some adjustments in the second that was a little bit better that helped us out. But still, in the third, they came on strong.
You haven't had many passengers lately. Is that a matter of guys pushing each other to be better?
Well, it's a matter of a lot of different things. I mean, I think the fact that we haven't had passengers lately because I think the guys want to try to get this thing on the right track. I think our team is coming together a little closer through some of this adversity we'd had before this little streak thing. And now it's the confidence thing. It's no different than whenever you get confidence individually or as a team, you start feeling that you can win. You go into the shootout. This is an area where we feel that we're fairly comfortable now and we have a good chance to win it. So it's that confidence factor again.
It stands out about the quarter pole here. You got 20 games in. What maybe stands out to you?
Well, we're just trying to keep, you know, when we're back down, we're back to 500. We just got to keep growing and moving. We have an off day tomorrow, so we're going to just try to build on that and continue winning. This is something that we need to do, you know. So for me, we're sitting here at 20 games. We didn't know how it would go. We've had some adversity, a fair bit of it, in different areas, but we've persevered through this stuff. So for me, what stands out is we've been able to persevere through this and get a little streak going, which is perfect for us at this time.
Eventually you want to see the team.